Pleasing to the palate, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that was great before electricity. Looking a little green around the gills, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's another cloudy, cold, rainy day in Arizona. How often does that happen? You don't hear me saying that very often, do you? Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. It is time to talk to people who are thinking about Medicare. When they start thinking about it, they, you know, the big day isn't always that far away because people don't like to think about it until they absolutely have to. We're here to help people feel good about the transition to Medicare. You're going from Obamacare, which is a horrendous position for many people to be in, to Medicare, which is still a good value for the small amount of dollars you have to spend for it. And I want people to be reassured that once you make a couple of decisions, once you execute a couple of purchases that are relatively affordable, that your Medicare coverage is going to be offering you excellent protection for a reasonable cost for the rest of your life. At least that's the plan. And I'm saying that's got to be reality, because if the politicians screw it up, we're all going to be in big, big doo-doo. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, that started this whole thing. It's on sale at Amazon in its Kindle format, its paperback format, soon to be hardcover format, and very soon to be Audible format. So there are four different ways you can assault your brain with my musings and my Medicare advice under the title Medicare for the Lazy Man 2022. And we also have podcast that we're talking about right now that is engineered by Randy Carson. He's the guy that makes it sound so good that I just can't stand it. When I listen to an episode, I say, hey, you know something? I've never sounded that good before. And Randy's the guy who's responsible for it. Hello, Randy.
Doug, how are you this morning? You're looking particularly bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, I don't know why, because when I look outside at my beautiful Arizona weather, I'm wondering what happened. Just a couple of days ago, it was in the high 80s up here. Even up here on the mountain, where it's normally cold, it was in the high 80s.
Well, you know what? According to my technology here on my desktop in the recording studio, it's we're looking at a high of 61 today.
Oh,
and in my book, you know what that is?
That's Arizona freeze.
Arizona freezing. Yes, that's what that is.
Man, oh man,
yeah. And I got to go down to get my hair cut. I've got all
Which one are you going to cut?
I'm going to get the one here in the front this time.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got to drive down there in my Jeep. I've got the lid off the Jeep. The windows are down. I'm going to be freezing my ever-loving patoots off.
You jumped the gun on taking the lid off the Jeep, didn't you?
I did.
I would have waited a couple more weeks, I think.
I did. I don't know. I go, oh my God, it's warm. I can take the lid off now. Not.
What year is that Jeep of yours?
Well, it's 2003.
Okay. Well, I had a 76 CJ5 with a 304 V8 in it. And if it hadn't been for living in the north where they use salt on the roads all winter long, I would still have that thing because I loved it. Unfortunately, the body rotted away out from under me.
Well, I'm going to have this Jeep until they can plant me in it in the backyard, because it's a 2003. And guess how many original miles it has on it?
I'm going to say 20,000. I'll raise that to 50,000.
No, nope, I've only got 4,000 miles on it.
You're kidding.
The hell? Jesus. I've done most of my life just sitting in it, looking at it.
Well, I guess so. I mean, when I was over there last year, when we recorded a podcast episode in your garage, I did not notice a lot of cobwebs hanging all over it. Has it ever been out of the garage?
Yes, it's been out of the garage. But basically, the only place I take it is from the garage to the garage to the haircut, from the garage to our local watering hole.
The buffalo chip
could be the bottle. Yeah, it's probably the buffalo chip and back. So that it's really just led a very sheltered life. Once I took, where did I took it up to Rio Verde once, you know?
Okay. Yep.
But so I just
worked the cobwebs out of it on a long.
Yeah. Trip, yeah. And you're going to laugh because the other day I needed to go get something. I know what I needed. I needed to get it filled up because I had no gas.
It evaporated, I bet.
Yeah, the gas had darn near evaporated, and I hopped right in there. I said, well, I'll go fill it up. And the battery was dead, so I couldn't even drive it to go get gas. But I finally got it charged up because I've got a really fancy Dan charger that I had never used before. And I went down to get gas. I still had a quarter tank and spent $65 to fill it up.
You know, if you had done that during the prior administration, you would have spent a lot less money, and you probably still have three quarters of a tank left.
I know. I mean, when did you last put $65 with a quarter tank of gas in your Jeep, Doug?
Well, here's the good news for you, sir. I'm gonna skip over that question because you know the answer as well as I do. But I will say that the way you drive that Jeep, you're still gonna have $65 worth of gas in it in a couple of years when maybe we have a different administration taking over.
Well, I hope so. In concept of the different administration, I'm all for that part.
Yeah, I agree. So anyway, what are we doing today with Medicare? People tune in just to hear our thoughts on Medicare. And today we're going to do another segment of the 52-page article. Randy dubbed it 52 pages. I'm not even sure it has that many pages. But this is an article that I started several weeks back. And the title of the article is Why Medicare Advantage Plans Are Bad. Pointing, he's giving me some kind of high sign here. Go ahead with the article.
I raised my hand because I know why Medicare Advantage plans are bad.
Okay.
And it's actually, I'm glad you brought this book back into the podcast because I've come up with a new name for it.
What's that?
52 Pages to Paradise. And it doesn't get you an Advantage plan.
Well, the book Medicare for the Lazy Man is 79 pages, as this article is, spending 52 pages explaining why Medicare Advantage plans are bad is giving them more time than they're worth, I believe. I was a lot more short, succinct, and to the point in Medicare for the Lazy Man. But as Randy knows, this article is taking a scholarly approach to why Medicare Advantage plans are bad. And the last segment that we read actually told us why there were some, the areas where people might find Medicare Advantage plans to be advantageous. But Randy and I are not as charitable, and we don't believe that they're ever advantageous for anybody. So I'm picking up the article. There are no page numbers, so I can't even tell you how far into it I am, into the 52 pages. But the heading of the first paragraph I'm going to go after here is The Real Disadvantages of Medicare Advantage Plans. And it refers to, this is a link, I printed it off, so the link obviously doesn't work, but in the publication, Understanding Medicare in 4 Easy Steps, the authors of this article outline how to determine if Medicare Advantage or Original Medicare and a Medigap. Now, they use the term Medigap. I use the term Medicare Supplement. And frankly, they're synonymous, but Medicare Supplement just feels better to me. Medigap feels like somebody's idea of fancy schmancy shorthand, and I don't like it. It doesn't sit well with me. So anyway, they're referring to their publication. They spend some time explaining how to determine if Medicare Advantage or Original Medicare plus a Medicare Advantage plan is the best option for you. To paraphrase, we suggest that there is a single fundamental difference that helps most people make the right choice. That's because the extra benefits offered by Medicare Advantage plans take a back seat to this one issue. The difference is this: with Original Medicare and a supplement, you pay the bulk of your major medical costs up front through monthly insurance premiums. Doing so lets you budget your healthcare costs. When you have Medicare Advantage, you pay most of your healthcare costs when you use the services. For this reason, it's very difficult to budget your healthcare costs. And this is one of the primary disadvantages of Medicare Advantage plans. If you fit into one of the five categories above, and those are the ones we tackled last time, this won't be much of an issue. If not, it could put you in a world of hurt. And what they're saying here is that the Medicare Advantage plans, and I say this in my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, the Medicare Advantage plans are okay until you need to use them. Once you get sick and you need medical treatment and you've got a Medicare Advantage plan, that's where you find out all of the disadvantages. I'm departing a little bit from our planned podcast content, but just working from memory from the list of things I discuss in my book about Medicare Advantage plans, if you can live with their very restrictive list of doctors and hospitals, if you can live with the fact that you're going to have to ask for permission to see a specialist, otherwise the plan won't pay for your visit to a specialist. If you can live with their rules and regulations that they subject you to before they'll pay your medical expenses, if you can live with the fact that everything that they pay for is going to have a deductible and coinsurance and a hidden cost, if you can live with the fact that a Medicare Advantage plan typically has an out-of-pocket limit of somewhere between $5,000 and $7,700 per year, if you can live with all of that, then you're still going to be fine with a Medicare Advantage plan until you get sick. And once you get sick, you're going to find out that it's too late to switch over to a Medicare supplement plan in most places, because they're going to ask you health questions. And by then you're sick and you won't be able to qualify. So enough about that. So let's go on. The next heading is, what about the Medicare Advantage Giveback Benefit? The Giveback Benefit allows some Medicare... Ooh, I'm hearing thunder. This is not supposed to happen in Arizona. Randy, I don't know if you can hear thunder from your location, but...
I haven't heard it yet, but it doesn't surprise me because it's looking pretty dark down on my end of the world.
Yeah. Same here. Anyway, the Giveback Benefit allows some Medicare Advantage plans to offer plan members a rebate on their monthly Part B premium. Now this year, 2022, that Part B premium is $170.10 for most people. And if you've got a history of financial success, then you probably have an IRMA penalty to pay on top of that $170.10. Beneficiaries with a giveback plan often receive the benefit through Social Security. No direct payments are allowed. The technical term for the benefit is Medicare Part B premium reduction. When you enroll in one of these plans, the insurance carrier pays some or all of your premium. In the evidence of coverage document the plan is required to provide, you will find a section titled Part B premium buy down. This is where you will find the amount the plan contributed towards your Part B premium. Plans with a giveback benefit are becoming more popular, but they're still not widespread. The largest companies offering these plans include Aetna, Cigna, and Humana. Giveback amounts range from as little as 10 cents to as much as the full $170.10.
10 cents?
10 cents. Now, that means they can say that they offer that benefit to you to get you to sign up, and then you're screwed. Then you're stuck for a year, and you find out they're only giving you 10 cents. So that's kind of a cheap trick, but it doesn't surprise Randy and me because we study the cheap tricks that these Medicare Advantage plans use. So anyway, there are some companies, apparently, or some plans that offer the full $170.10 as a give back. If you pay your own Part B premium, you're eligible for a give back plan. If you pay your own premium, you're eligible for a giveback plan. If you have full or partial Medicaid, including aid through a Medicare savings program, you are not eligible. So the next heading, that's it for the Medicare giveback plan. Jesus, 10 cents, that's ridiculous. So the next heading, why do doctors...
It costs 55 cents to send a letter.
I know, and that's, I got to tell you, sometimes that letter doesn't arrive for a long, long period of time. We're not getting the bang for our buck we used to get with a stamp. I'm pretty upset.
We used to get next day delivery when we are the first class mail was a dime.
When I'm a lot older than you, when I was a kid, there were two deliveries a day.
I know. And they actually delivered stuff and didn't give it to your neighbor.
Exactly right. And frankly, I just sent a big fat envelope full of applications to an insurance company in Texas, and I know I had the right address. It disappeared. 15 days later, it arrived back here at the house saying that it was undeliverable.
And you had to put another $85 worth of stamps on it?
That was just to get them to actually deliver it. It was like a bribe.
Oh, okay.
Because when I sent it out again, it had a tracking number and all that good stuff. Because
I got you.
Kind of scary to have a bunch of insurance applications floating around in the U.S. mail somewhere. God knows where it wound up, but it wasn't where it was intended to go. So anyway, here we go with why do doctors not like Medicare Advantage plans? Have you asked your doctor if they like Medicare Advantage? Many doctors will tell you that getting paid is a hassle and or they get paid less than they do with original Medicare. Why is that? In the case of original Medicare, the government has a list of approved services and rates that they pay for each service. In most cases, payment is automatic and happens very quickly. With Medicare Advantage, unless the doctor is part of a healthcare organization that manages the plan, such as with a Kaiser facility, the doctor's bill goes through a complex claims process. So, you know, I wish they would go into a little more detail about that because doctors are, you know, they may be great people. They take the Hippocratic Oath to help human beings and all that stuff and do no harm. But in reality, like all other Americans, they're motivated by financial rewards for the work they do. And I think what we're hearing here is that doctors don't like Medicare Advantage plans. They're not highly motivated by the financial rewards of their work. So that would be kind of an important thing to me. I want a happy doctor working on me. The next heading, is it better to have Medicare Advantage or Medigap, which I call Medicare Supplement? We're often asked, I don't know who these people are, we're often asked which is best, Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement. The issue really comes down to peace of mind. You don't need supplemental insurance with Medicare Advantage. However, with original Medicare, you can get supplemental insurance to fill the gaps. This is the main reason people feel that original Medicare with a Medigap policy for supplemental coverage is better than Medicare Advantage. If you have access to additional benefits like employer, Medicaid, VA, I don't call those additional benefits. Anyway, that will take care of some or all of your out-of-pocket costs. Use those benefits. If not, ask yourself if you are prepared to pay up to the maximum out-of-pocket limit on a Medicare Advantage plan. When it comes to which is better, Medigap or Medicare Advantage, consider this. If the prospect of putting an average of $4,925 out of your pocket, which does not include your prescriptions or monthly premiums, if that makes you nervous, then it's time to consider Medicare Supplement or Medigap plans. When you do, you will find a wide range of coverage options. Okay, well, I also heard from a Medicare experts podcast that I like very much, a very successful agent in California. He read a study that said that people who get original Medicare, which is Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B, but choose not to get a Medicare supplement, are potentially at risk for $900,000 in out-of-pocket costs in any given year. Now, admittedly, that's going to be a highly unusual set of circumstances, but if you were to have everything go wrong that could go wrong, in other words, you're struck with several different intense diseases, you're admitted to the hospital several times during the course of the year, it's remotely possible that you could be at risk for paying $900,000 of uninsured costs out of your pocket in a given year. So it's wise to have Medicare Supplement. The two Medicare Supplement plans I talk about most commonly are those that cover everything legally possible to cover, but that has a higher premium. somewhere in the neighborhood in many states of $150 a month to $180 a month, depending on the state, depending on your age. And then the one that I love the best is the high deductible Medicare supplement. It has a deductible that applies to the 20% of outpatient charges that Medicare doesn't pay. And you get to pay part of that 20%, but if you have a bad year, your part stops before it gets to be really burdensome and onerous. And yet, if you have no medical expenses, your premium, your monthly premium is in the neighborhood of $20 to $50, now, much, much less than the Plan C, or excuse me, the Plan G, which is admittedly a security blanket. It covers almost everything. It's the richest plan available, but it's also the most costly. So I recommend to healthy people that have a few dollars in the bank, take the high deductible Plan G. You're going to find your outlay is much smaller, your savings are much greater, and your protection is still pretty darn good, even though there's a little bit of additional risk, a couple of $1,000. If you've saved a couple of $1,000 over the course of a couple of years, then that additional risk has been taken care of for you. If you happen to have a bad year, you will have saved enough money to more than offset that risk that you're incurring by taking the smaller premium. So anyway, those are my random thoughts. I bet I heard the alarm go off back there, Randy. Is that true? Okay. Yeah. He's saying I got to leave now.
Yeah, we haven't overstayed our welcome, but we're definitely running short of fuel as we're rolling. We're driving. Oh, are we on the yacht today? I think we are. We're on the yacht.
We were on the yacht the last couple of times, and I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Okay, we're definitely on the yacht again today. So I know that we're running short of fuel, so we need to bring her into the dock. Make sure we do that very carefully using the harbor pilot, like we talked before, but there's a couple things I need to take care of before we end out. But there was one thing that I heard while you were discussing the Medicare topic today.
If it came from my innards, I apologize.
No, yeah, no, we're good there. But I heard that in order to bring up their people, the numbers of people watching the Oscars now, they finally got it down to about 24 people left still watching it.
I wasn't in that crowd, by the way.
So now they are not. This was the introduction last weekend to bringing in MMA, mixed martial arts. That was the introductory event. And now they're going to carry forward trying to get the number of people watching the Oscars up using a portion of the show for mixed martial arts.
So they've introduced that little additional entertainment factor. How do you think it went?
I think it went very poorly myself because, bottom line is that nobody was expecting it and it just didn't go over very well. And I don't think it'll go over very well in the future. But, you never know the Screen Actors Guild is going to go, what they're going to go with. So, let's look forward to where they go.
So the two combatants were not in an octagonal enclosure there, huh?
No. And they didn't have any ring, the ring persons that come around with the sign telling us what round we're in.
A round girl. Yeah.
A round girl. We didn't have any round girls. It was just a major surprise.
That's my very favorite part of boxing is when the round girl comes.
I know. It's very poorly executed, I thought. So anyway, long story short is you need to send mail to Doug because he gets disappointed not having any mail. Send it to him at dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Go buy your paperback. 2022 version is hot off the shelf. You can get the Kindle version. It's available. And Doug is just sitting there right now in his fortress of solitude waiting for some of this to occur.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy. And he is personally bringing the yacht into the dock today. So I'll tell you next week how he does.
Bye-bye.